Hey, I'm Zach. I'm a DIY DJ, and you can be one too. This is Listener Driven Radio, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The following
testing.
I had a dream.
Good evening. You are here with Sonic Blanket. Well, I'm your host, Seraphine, and I'm actually here with my friend Aaron.
Hello.
But you're listening to Sonic Blanket on CKUW 95.9 FM. We are amidst a storm right now.
I can hear the lovely thunder.
Yeah, I can hear the thunder. We're quite close to the sky
heart of the storm
right
yeah.
now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. We are
because
very close
on, like,
to the sky.
The highest part of the building.
Third floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very cozy. I feel very, like, safe and secure when I'm in a building and there's thunder around me.
Yeah? You don't feel scared?
Do you feel scared?
Sometimes.
Are you scared of... I was never scared of thunder. I always fell asleep to thunder and rain, so I always found it very calming.
Yeah. I do find it calming, but I guess I find it calming when I'm, like, in the comfort of my home.
Not out and about.
Yeah, because what if I get struck by lightning?
I know. I think I've never been scared of being struck by lightning because it's like, that's not going to happen to me. That's something that happens to other people.
Yeah. I mean, there are people who have been struck by lightning several times in their life.
Like, is it true that when you're struck by lightning once, it's more likely to happen again because of, like, the electric charge or something?
I think so. Yeah. I think that...
I've heard this. So if I had been struck by lightning, I think I would be more scared of being struck by lightning, both because of the trauma and because of the increased chance of being struck again.
Yeah, I think that's why you just want to avoid getting struck that first time.
That's really what life is all about, is avoiding getting struck the first time.
So that's what I'm constantly chasing. It's like I'm just not trying to get struck that first time.
It's like the difference between wasps and bees.
I mean, I've been stung by wasps so many times.
Have you ever been stung by a bee?
Do they sting?
They got a stinger. They got barbs.
Probably. I got stung a lot when I was a kid. Like, I would go and visit my grandparents, and there would just be a lot of wasps. And also, once there was, like, a hornet's nest growing near, like, it was, like, somewhere inside the side of my childhood home. And, yeah.
Yeah, because hornets and wasps, they bite.
Yeah, I remember I, like, went to lay down on the couch and I got stung.
Was there one on the couch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was rough.
When I was younger, one snuck up into my sleeve.
Oh, my goodness.
And stung me, like, right... I'm pointing at the bit on your wrist where it's, like, you got the... What's this called?
It's, like, right at the base of your wrist and hand.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Right below your palm.
Really vulnerable area.
Yeah, I got stung, like, a million times right there.
Wow, how did you get stung a million times? Like, did a million wasps?
1 million wasps stung me on the wrist when I was 8 years old.
More than once there.
It was, like, 8 times, I think, because it was stuck in my sleeve. So it was just, like, it kept trying to fly out, and then when it couldn't, it would bite me again.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
I'm still
crazy.
Scared of bees. I like bees a lot. Like, I think I have an affinity towards bees. I really respect them as an animal and as an insect. Are they insects?
I don't know what they are.
Whatever they are, I respect
I like
them
bees.
Very much. I love bees, but I'm still scared
Save
of them.
Save the bees.
When they fly near me, I'm, you know?
I mean, I don't think they're going to hurt me because I feel like a part of them knows that they're going to die if they hurt me.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens.
There's something really beautiful about that. Like,
I mean,
to defend,
it's kind of sad, though, that, like,
it's very sad.
Hornets and wasps can just keep going.
As much as they want. That's probably why they're more violent, you know? It's like a samurai who knows that one slice could end a man's life, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, whoever strikes first is more likely to die in a samurai duel. Much like that, a bee knows that if the bee strikes first, he will be struck down, much like a samurai.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. It's like a Kurosawa film.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Let's listen to some music.
Would love that.
I was, like, thinking about it on the way here, because I got off of work and then I walked here because it's not too far away, but it is really storming outside and I, like, borrowed somebody's umbrella But I just had like a very like embarrassing, humiliating Looney Tunes
what happened?
Walk here. Like, I don't know. I feel like since I can remember, I think one of the most like humiliating things that can happen to me is when I'm like walking with an umbrella and it goes inside out. Oh, yeah. It's like having it your is. Pockets out turned.
Yeah, it's like getting your it's like getting pantsed.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's like getting your pants pulled. Yeah. Down. Like just pull my pants down. Why don't
totally,
you?
Yeah.
Oh my
All
gosh.
Right, win.
But and that reminds me. My skirt also almost blew up.
Oh my
like,
god, you were getting Marilyn Monroe'd
yeah,
and
well,
Donald Ducked.
Yeah, I wait, why was
classic
I
classic doesn't have pants, Donald Duck.
Donald Duck.
I don't know. I feel like Donald Duck would have his umbrella flipped inside out.
Why did I think
out.
Of Donald Duck? Yeah, I thought of Donald Duck too.
Cuz also, you know what? He's waterbound.
Maybe there's something to do.
He's in the water. That's where he's meant to be.
I know, but then why would he have an umbrella?
That's a really good point, actually.
Anywho, it was just embarrassing, an and I also like, got splashed by a few cars, and it's like, yeah, I don't like when that happens. But
I'm so sorry that happened.
It's okay. My shoes are also just really wet, but yeah, you know what? You live on to tell the tale.
Yeah.
Here I am telling my story.
Back in the old days, you could catch like pneumonia and die.
I don't think that I would catch pneumonia from walking outside.
I feel like some people did, right? Like back in the olden days, where if you walked in the rain, it'd be like, because they do that in Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah.
Where the not Pride and Prejudice, the other one. What's the other one?
What?
I don't know. One of the Jane Austens where someone walks in the rain because they're sad and then they like almost die of cold.
Pride and Prejudice?
No, I think it's one of
Little
the other
Woman?
Ones. No, I think that's someone else.
Oh. Okay.
It's the one with the guy who has, it's the Alan Rickman's in the movie.
I didn't watch these. I was raised on SpongeBob.
It's like in SpongeBob where SpongeBob is sad, so he walks in the rain and then he comes down with sickness.
Does he do that?
Yeah, and then his suitor comes to like comfort him and bring him flowers.
Who's his suitor?
It's a noble, a local noble.
I know SpongeBob. He doesn't have a suitor. Maybe.
Yeah, he has all those sisters.
He doesn't have sisters.
He has all the sisters, and they're all falling in love with different suitors.
His parents are together. They are old, and they're like they're a darker sponge color than he is.
Yeah, and his mother is like trying to marry him off so that she can make more money for the estate.
I don't think that
and
happened.
Like his father.
I don't think that happened on SpongeBob. I know when Patrick's parents came, and they were like,
does Patrick
pretending
have parents?
That, no,
are they children?
Pretending. No.
Okay, sorry.
No, they're just like two stars came and they pretended to be Patrick's parents. And
oh, but
Patrick
they weren't.
Patrick is dumb, so he
aww.
Was like, oh my
that's
god,
so
my
sad.
Parents came to visit me.
That's like the plot of that mouse movie.
What
Stuart
mouse
Little.
Movie?
And Stuart Little's, the
and
cats.
And he gets adopted
yeah,
by...
Yes, he gets adopted by Hugh Laurie.
Hugh Laurie.
Yeah, and then the cat conspires.
Not just Hugh Laurie.
It's the other one. It's
Gina
what's her
name?
Nope. Gina Davis?
Yes.
Gina Davis. And the cat conspires to, they want to get rid of the mouse because the cat wants to kill the mouse.
Yeah.
So he hires two random mice to pretend to be Stuart Little's like biological parents.
I don't remember that.
And that happens to Patrick Starr also.
I remember, I don't know. I need to rewatch that movie. That was a good one. I really
Stuart
like
Little.
That.
That's, maybe we should watch that tonight. We should watch Stuart Little.
Yeah, we could watch Stuart Little. What else? Oh, what else? Do you ever watch Cats vs. Dogs?
I loved Cats vs. Dogs when I was young.
Did you ever watch Hotel younger. For Dogs?
I did watch Hotel for Dogs.
I remember like thinking it was really funny. It's like at the beginning, it's like a brother and sister, and they're like pretending to sell phones to people. But they like
they're just like scamming people.
They're scamming people. They have like the boxes. Of
that's
the phones,
awesome.
They put rocks in them.
That's so
and
sick.
They shrink wrap the boxes.
Kids used to be kids, you know.
It's kind of like a Matilda movie because they have like really
Matilda
bad
movie.
Parents. Like
right?
Their parents are like.
Is there like a teacher or like some kind of other adult figure who like takes them under their wing?
Dogs. That's they live and they end up getting like a Willy Wonka and the chocolate.
They
get like a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory ending where they get to live in the hotel.
In the Hotel for Dogs.
If I could just compare it to my two other really good
it's
movies.
It's sort of like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory mixed with Matilda.
I could talk about movies like this forever. Like if you talk about something like
did you watch Spy Kids?
Oh my god!
I just rewatched Spy Kids recently.
I love Spy Kids.
It's good. It's fun. Alan Cummings is in it.
Hope is a madman. Help us, save us. I love that.
That was what on the river.
It's 6:09 p.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday. Environment Canada has issued a tornado warning for southeastern Manitoba. Extra care and attention should be exercised in and around the following localities: Ste. Anne, Lorette, St. Adolphe, and Ste. Agathe. Environment Canada meteorologists are tracking a severe thunderstorm that is possibly producing a tornado. Damaging winds, large hail, and locally intense rainfall are also possible. Take cover immediately if threatening weather approaches. Please consult local media for more information. At 6:09 p.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday, Environment Canada has issued a tornado warning for southeastern Manitoba. Extra care and attention should be exercised in and around the following localities: Ste. Anne, Lorette, St. Adolphe, and Ste. Agathe. Environment Canada meteorologists are tracking a severe thunderstorm that is possibly producing a tornado. Damaging winds, large hail, and locally intense rainfall are also possible. Take cover immediately if threatening weather approaches. Please consult local media for more information.
Music. He made indie music on the side, and it's actually, this album is really good. It was released posthumously.
Yeah,
I always get that wrong.
I think you nailed it.
We're gonna listen to it. Take a seat if you can, because this is some lo-fi indie beats.
If you're driving in the rain right now, best of luck. It's low visibility out there. Stay attuned, drive slow, be safe.
I hope that you're safe. You're listening to Sonic Blanket on CKUW 95.9 FM, and enjoy what you're about to hear. Thanks for listening.
Cost to Just like Mitchell said it, now I am returning to myself. The rapid cycling stopped, and I swear we could both feel it on mine. There was a piss poor chance of any reasoning. Backseat finally caved in. I'm feeling a weight lift off the nose of my 1997 Benz. It's been quite a good year for the automotive industry. Plenty of vehicles and cars and fuel and steel to carry us in. Point of near ascension. Made me believe in a God, in the devil and spiritual love. I can never repay you for that, my friend. Now I'm sorry, but I'm grateful to the semen that hit us both. It's gonna be hard to let go of something so naturally eternal. 18 wheels pass over, must be something I said or did or dreamt or smoked, or maybe it was nothing. 18 wheels pass over, must be something you said or did or dreamt or drank, or maybe it was nothing. 18 wheels pass slowly over, and our love again must be something said or done or dreamt up in a fever, or maybe it was nothing. Thank you.
6:25 p.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday, Environment Canada has issued a tornado warning for southeastern Manitoba. Extra care and attention should be exercised in and around the following localities: St. Anne, Lorette, St. Adolph and St. Agathe. Environment Canada meteorologists are tracking a severe thunderstorm that is possibly producing a tornado. Damaging winds, large hail, and locally intense rainfall are also possible. Take cover immediately if threatening weather approaches. Please consult local media for more information. At 6:25 p.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday, Environment Canada has issued a tornado warning for southeastern Manitoba. Extra care and attention should be exercised in and around the following localities: St. Anne, Lorette, St. Adolph and St. Agathe. Environment Canada meteorologists are tracking a severe thunderstorm that is possibly producing a tornado. Damaging winds, large hail, and locally intense rainfall are also possible. Take cover immediately if threatening weather approaches. Please consult local media for more information.
PM Central Daylight Time Tuesday, Environment Canada has updated a tornado warning for southeastern Manitoba. Extra care and attention should be exercised. The following localities are included in the warning: St. Anne, Lorette, St. Adolphe, St. Agathe, East St. Paul, Birds Hill Park and Enola. Environment Canada meteorologists are tracking a severe thunderstorm that is possibly producing a tornado. Damaging winds, large hail and locally intense rainfall are also possible. Take cover immediately if threatening weather approaches. Please consult local media for more information.
My love, my man, take it out on me again. miles above Montreal. Leaders of the world find their worries drifting away. There's justice in liquor, where the old blood flows, flies, and falls away. Yourself in the pleasure of the extender. I'm sure they won't mind. You couldn't feel or describe the idling light of decent love, even if you tried.
You're listening to Sonic Blanket on CKUW 95.9 FM. We've just been listening to the album Latch Relay by Plus Tag. It's a pretty good one. I think it fits the rainy, thundery day that we're having.
I like his voice a lot.
Yeah. I'm your host, Seraphine. I'm joined by Aaron.
Hello.
Hope everybody is doing well tonight. But, yeah, what did you say about this music?
That I liked his voice.
Yeah, Aaron liked his voice. I also like his voice. Adam Perkins, who is Plus Tag, unfortunately passed away. This album was released
posthumously.
I can't say that word. I don't know why, but it's very good, very relaxing one. Mm-hmm. That last song is called Redwood Revere, and it's really good. That's my favorite song on the album. Now we are, however, going to turn it over to Aaron for some tunes.
Okay.
So tell us about what you're going to play for us.
These are various instrumentals from albums that I've been listening to a lot of lately. Should I name them all? Because I guess we're just going to play them all. Okay. So first up, we got Mark's theme from... I always mess up. I always say either Ants From Up There and it's Ants From Up Here, or it's Ants From Up Here.
No,
and
it's Ants From Up There.
Okay. Ants From Up There, which is an album by Black Country New Road. One of my favorite albums. Listen to this album a lot. And Mark's theme is, it's a gorgeous instrumental with some great saxophones on it.
Can't wait.
Really, really beautiful. And then after that, a song from an album called DJ Set by a band called Mousetui that I'm a big fan of, and I've been recommending to as many people as possible, specifically the song Mike and Melissa, which is like their big hit single. I don't know how many people know it, but that was like their big single from that album. And a friend of mine, Katie, actually played it at a pop-up show the other day. Super. just for me and my friend Ben. Because we're big fans of that song. That's a great album, DJ Set by Mousetui. Anyone who likes alt rock should check that album out. It's really good. And this is a great instrumental from that album. It opens the album and it's fantastic. Then I think we're going to move over to some Nick Drake with mm-hmm. Brighter Later from the album Brighter Later, which I've been listening to a lot of lately. Grew up with Pink Moon, love Pink Moon. One of the best, you know, indie. Alternative albums of all time, but I really like the album Brighter Later because it's very poppy and fun, and it's got lots of instruments on it. It's got some trumpets and it's got some saxophone on one song. It's just a lot of fun, this album, and this instrumental is no different. It goes in these sort of weird directions, and it dips into places you wouldn't necessarily expect in some very like cheeky, fun ways. And then we're ending it out with a Pacific theme from the Broken Social Scene album. I actually forget the name of this album. It's like their big album. It's got the theme for a teenage... What's that song? Park that car, not that phone. Oh. You know, album anthems for a 17-year-old. You forgot it in people. That was embarrassing.
Oh,
that album.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a great album. It's really, really good. And this is the instrumental from that album.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I made a playlist of some instrumentals that I really like.
Yay.
And we're going to listen to them. Oh, and that one's called Pacific Theme. Did I say that already?
Yeah.
Pacific Theme.
I don't know if you did, but...
I feel like I really locked up a bit. I felt the nerves on that one.
I think you did a great job.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you for being on the show, Aaron.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Sonic Blanket. I'm Seraphine, your host, joined by my friend Aaron. This is Sonic Blanket on CKUW 95.9 FM. Let's hear some tunes.
It's 6:40 p.m. Central Daylight Time, Tuesday. Environment Canada has issued a tornado warning for southeastern Manitoba. Extra care and attention should be exercised in and around the following localities: East St. Paul, Birds Hill, Birds Hill Park, and Enola. Environment Canada meteorologists are tracking a severe thunderstorm that is possibly producing a tornado. Damaging winds, large hail, and locally intense rainfall are also possible. Take cover immediately if threatening weather approaches. Please consult local media for more information. At 6:40 p.m. Central Daylight Time, Tuesday, Environment Canada has issued a tornado warning for southeastern Manitoba. Extra care and attention should be exercised in and around the following localities: East St. Paul, Birds Hill, Birds Hill Park, and Enola. Environment Canada meteorologists are tracking a severe thunderstorm that is possibly producing a tornado. Damaging winds, large hail, and locally intense rainfall are also possible. Take cover immediately if threatening weather approaches. Please consult local media for more information.
At 6:45 p.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday, Environment Canada has issued a tornado warning for south-central Manitoba. Extra care and attention should be exercised in and around the following localities. The City of Winnipeg. Environment Canada meteorologists are tracking a severe thunderstorm that is possibly producing a tornado. Damaging winds, large hail and locally intense rainfall are also possible. Take cover immediately if threatening weather approaches. Please consult local media for more information.
p.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday, Environment Canada has issued a tornado warning for southeastern Manitoba. Extra care and attention should be exercised in and around the following localities: East St. Paul, Birds Hill, Birds Hill Park, and Enola. Environment Canada meteorologists are tracking a severe thunderstorm that is possibly producing a tornado. Damaging winds, large hail, and locally intense rainfall are also possible. Take cover immediately if threatening weather approaches. Please consult local media for more information. At 6:40 p.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday, Environment Canada has issued a tornado warning for southeastern Manitoba. Extra care and attention should be exercised in and around the following localities: East St. Paul, Birds Hill, Birds Hill Park, and Enola. Environment Canada meteorologists are tracking a severe thunderstorm that is possibly producing a tornado. Damaging winds, large hail, and locally intense rainfall are also possible. Take cover immediately if threatening weather approaches. Please consult local media for more information. p.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday, Environment Canada has issued a tornado warning for south-central Manitoba. Extra care and attention should be exercised in and around the following localities: the city of Winnipeg. Environment Canada meteorologists are tracking a severe thunderstorm that is possibly producing a tornado. Damaging winds, large hail, and locally intense rainfall are also possible. Take cover immediately if threatening weather approaches. Please consult local media for more information. At 6:49 p.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday, Environment Canada has issued a tornado warning for south-central Manitoba. Extra care and attention should be exercised in and around the following localities: the city of Winnipeg. Environment Canada meteorologists are tracking a severe thunderstorm that is possibly producing a tornado. Damaging winds, large hail, and locally intense rainfall are also possible. Take cover immediately if threatening weather approaches. Please consult local media for more information. Central Daylight Time Tuesday, Environment Canada has issued a tornado warning for southeastern Manitoba. Extra care and attention should be exercised in and around the following localities: East St. Paul, Birds Hill, Birds Hill Park, and Enola. Environment Canada meteorologists are tracking a severe thunderstorm that is possibly producing a tornado. Damaging winds, large hail, and locally intense rainfall are also possible. Take cover immediately if threatening weather approaches. Please consult local media for more information. At 6:40 p.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday, Environment Canada has issued a tornado warning for southeastern Manitoba. Extra care and attention should be exercised in and around the following localities: East St. Paul, Birds Hill, Birds Hill Park, and Enola. Environment Canada meteorologists are tracking a severe thunderstorm that is possibly producing a tornado. Damaging winds, large hail, and locally intense rainfall are also possible. Take cover immediately if threatening weather approaches. Please consult local media for more information.
Thank you.
Hi there. This is Sonic Blanket on CKUW 95.9 FM. You've just been listening to some tunes, and I'm going to let my guest, Erin, give her peace of mind.
That song is a song that my girlfriend loves very, very much. And so I wanted to say hi to Jen, and I love you. And I hope you're having fun in Vancouver.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. I love that song. It's a really good song. The trumpets in that song are incredible.
Yeah, I agree. Hope you're having fun in Vancouver, Jen. You have a great taste in music. Okay, so we're almost on the show now. So we're going to end it with Let's Go Away for a While by the Beach Boys.
One of the best instrumentals on an album.
Let's just
ever.
Get into it so we don't even miss a second.
Amazing.
Thanks for listening. Have a good night.
I love you, Jen.
And I love you, Sarah, if you're listening. Just if we're shouting it out to our partners or whatever.
And I love everyone else out there in the whole wide world.
Thank you for listening. You've been listening.
At 6:57 p.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday, Environment Canada has issued a tornado warning for Parkland, Manitoba. Extra care and attention should be exercised in and around the following localities: Yellowhead, Ananal, Rossburn, and Wewesikapo Reserve. Environment Canada meteorologists are tracking a severe thunderstorm that is possibly producing a tornado. Damaging winds, large hail, and locally intense rainfall are also possible. Take cover immediately if threatening weather approaches. Please consult local media for more information.
It's 6:49 p.m. Central Day.